Now in its 12th year, Terrain has become a signature arts event for the Inland Northwest. This year's annual showcase will feature close to 300 artists, musicians, and performers on display at the Jensen Bird Building in Spokane's University District.
Yeah, we usually start in this space because we clean it first. And we built a lot of these walls like this.
As Terrain's operation director, Jackie Caro is in charge of all the logistics to pull off one of Spokane's largest arts events.
We define art very broadly, and so there's music, there's dance, there's poetry, there's visual art, there's projection pieces, there's interactive pieces, there's you name it, it's here.
The Terrain event will take place over two nights. Thursday, October 3rd from 6 to 11 p.m. is a special preview night with tickets available for $25 apiece. Friday, October 4th, the event is free and open from 5 p.m. to midnight. Since the first Terrain was held in 2008, the event has grown and moved to new locations, but the spirit has remained the same.
Really, the intent is to kind of break down the silos between the different art. There's like poetry, and that's a silo, and there's movies, and that's a silo, and visual art, and there's a silo. And so really, it was meant to bring those people together to start to create community between each other. So they were starting to talk, starting to kind of see what else was going on around in the kind of arts community. There's so many artists in Spokane, and I think this is one way to kind of showcase that all at one time.
Though mostly known for this annual event, over the past 12 years, Terrain has expanded into a multifaceted arts and community-building nonprofit organization.
Besides this flagship event, Terrain, we have Bazaar and Burzar, which are art markets that are held in the winter and the summer. And then we have a retail storefront called From Here, which is located in River Park Square, a permanent gallery space in the Washington Cracker Building. We have a couple different programs, one window dressing, artscapes, and creative enterprise, which help to educate and further along small creative businesses.
But for Jackie Caro and many of Spokane's art lovers, Terrain is still one of the highlights of the year.
It's just one of those events that really kind of get you excited about living in Spokane and living in the community we do, kind of seeing like this excitement and what would typically be or feel like a big city thing happening in Spokane.
Terrain 12 takes place this Thursday and Friday at the Jensen Bird Building in Spokane. More information and tickets for Thursday's preview night are at terrainspokane.com. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini.